why you can't find me. How will you find me? I keep on running, jumping from rock to rock. I'm never in one place long enough you could know to stop. How will you find me? Trust you.
Inspiration for your song Busy?
Oh, well, Elizabeth Gilbert was. She has a couple of really lovely TED Talks on creativity, which I refer to from time to time if I'm having a hard time getting rolling. Her big message being, show up and it will come. And she has a book called Big Magic on the subject of creativity, and in it she swears that the ideas are out there, and if one lands on you, then that's wonderful. But if you don't actually see it through, it's going to just move on to somebody else, and it's their idea. So I just thought that was intriguing. But really, it just that concept of, being creating is kind of this weird combination of just waiting for something magical to happen, but also continually having to have the discipline to put yourself in a position where that can happen. So it's some sort of weird combination of waiting and making it happen. So I'm fascinated by that because it's the story of my life, either avoiding waiting for it or worrying that it's never going to happen again or being over the moon that it just happened or all manner of phases of the creative process.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or on a stage performing?
Oh, on the stage. Yeah. I just love the dynamic of the circle that happens of as soon as I start the show, I can tell by their level of warmth, like whether or not I can just completely surrender or whether or not I need to work a little to win them over. But in any case, I just find that the whole human element of that to be very moving. You know, I like the vulnerability of it. I like just sharing stories and seeing people kind of open up a little bit and let the music in, and then what happens to them when that happens. Like, there's just a transformation that happens because of the music, not because of me. I keep sort of harping on that because I find that when performers are, when they have a lot of ego involved, whether it's being really confident or really insecure, just where the obsession is of their presence, or, you know, when they've got the little judgy voice going, or there's just kind of a discomfort and inauthenticity about that. And I find that once I learned years ago, if I just was myself with all my flaws and and vulnerability, that speaks to people the most, and that it's celebrating. It's not celebrating me. When they clap, I feel like they're celebrating the power of the music and how it makes them feel. It's just such an amazing phenomenon. I'm just so in awe of what music does to us and for us. So I think that's where the creative process, and when the ideas happen, and the work figuring out how to express those ideas, that's where the most important phase of it. I mean, certainly recording it and having it out in the world in that way, since I can't get to each person one by one, is a close second.
I know you're just finishing up a tour. What's on the horizon for you over the next few months? Do you have any plans to release any videos?
Yes, I certainly do. I have about 8 things waiting in the wings. Some that we recorded while we were recording, which is what the Canada video is. I put it out a bit prematurely because it was Canada Day, and it just seemed the timing was too great. So we'll be adding some footage to that. And then we had 2 concerts that were shot at Blue Frog Studios just after we released the album as well. So there will definitely be lots more coming. I have to make some decisions, which is hard to do when I'm constantly on the road. So once I finish, we finish in PEI at the Indian River Festival, and then I will be free for a couple of months to regroup and focus on other ways of getting the music out there.
What is your website so we can keep track of those upcoming releases and performances?
Surprisingly, it's sherryulrich.com.
Perfect.
And my daughter just built me a new one. I've had the same website since websites were invented, which was, 30 years ago or 25 years ago. I've had the same website. So it's really fun to have one that's a little easier to navigate.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Rocky Shores. What can you tell me about that one?
Oh, gosh. Well, as I tell audiences, it's sort of a cautionary tale about infidelity, although I'm not the least bit judgmental about it. I've just been on all sides of it and have lots of experience as a result. But it's also, I'm kind of fascinated by the whole process of the crush and our tendency to fall. And, you know, they call it falling in love for a reason, but I think usually it's really lust, but it's all dressed up as the new soulmate and all the things that we think about or feel about someone who is new that has not necessarily a lot to do with who they are. It's more about that it's shiny and new, and it's just so utterly compelling that people jump ship all the time. So, of course, that sort of led to the myth of the sirens on the rocky shores. So, yeah.
Such a universally compelling subject matter.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely.
Sherry, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Oh, May, it was a pleasure. Thanks for talking to me.
does that anymore? Go, you're hearing the sirens. Go, go, cover your eyes and just go, go, or you're gonna risk your whole damn ship crashing on the rocky shore. Just looks that way in the spring. Go, you're hearing the sirens. Go, go, cover your eyes and just go, go, or you're gonna risk your whole damn ship crashing on the rocky shores. Oh, on the rocky shores. Sirens, go, go, cover your eyes.